Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome. My name is Rachel O'Brien. I'm Joy, a business facilitator, and I am so delighted and thrilled to be with you on the radio today. So welcome to Joy of Business. And most people go, what is Joy of Business? What is Joy of Business? Well, let me give you my backstory. So Joy of Business is created by Simone Milicis, and it is about business, your life being your business being your life, your life being your business being your life. And this piece of Joy of Business is where it differs from every single piece of information that you get out there in the world on how to create your business. And it changed my life when I came across these tools 4 years ago. So if you happen to be stumbling on the internet, or if you happen to be someone that listens to this show on a regular basis, the piece that I would like you to know today is that your life is actually your business. If you wake up in the morning, you are in the business of living. And one of the beautiful things about the business of living is that you deliberately get to actually create your life. And that's Joy of Business, where you deliberately choose to create your life, and you deliberately choose what you would like to have as your life and your business and how you generate money. And that's really what Joy Business is about. It's not about business done from a result. It is not about business done from projection and expectation. Because projection and expectation, they all take you out of being. Whereas the one thing with Joy Business is it's not based on objectives. It's not based on goals. It is based on your ability to be happy, your ability to be creative, your ability to choose beyond judgment, and your ability to have fun, to have ease. and the creator of Access Consciousness, Mr. Gary Douglas, if you haven't heard him, check out accessconsciousness.com, said when you have no point of view, you can create and choose anything. And that is the big shift in Joy of Business. Okay, so in case I didn't say it, bad host of the show, I'm Rachel O'Brien, and currently I run a global business. And what I have created, we're in December, and what I have created in the past year has gone beyond all of my... It's gone beyond anything that I could have even imagined possible 6 years ago. I came to a point in my life where my life wasn't working for me. I had had a personal training business, and I was one of these people that did really well with anything that was fun for me. And one of the pieces of Joy Business, and we talk about like these platform tools, is following the energy and having fun. And for me, in my life, if I'm having fun and if I'm following the energy, and that has always been the place where I have generated the most money, where life has been the most ease and joy and glory. So I got to a place where my life wasn't working anymore, and I knew something had to change. And my money flows had gone to posh and there wasn't a joy in being. And I stumbled across Access Consciousness. And one of the other tools of Joy of Business is Access the Bars. And Mr. Gary Douglas, the amazing founder of Access, says, if you do not get your bars run, you cannot receive a greater possibility with business. Okay. So if you're listening, the one thing that I would really like you to know is that Joy of Business, again, is not about expectation. It is not about projection. It gives you the place in the world where you can be you, and business is the platform for your talents, for your abilities, for your capacities to grow, to expand, and for you to become more in every moment. And if you're out there listening, that was the piece that took my life from being like, oh, I've got to create money today and I need to pay the bills and blah, blah, blah. So what if money isn't just to pay the bills? What if it actually is to create the possibilities in your life and your living? So I woke up and I knew that I required a transformation, and that I required for my life to work for me, I required a transformation. And that transformation, ask and receive, it says it in the Bible, that transformation came to me firstly in Access Bars. And that's what actually changed everything for me. The beautiful process, you lie on the table, you get your bars run, you have a level of peace, and you have a level of peace with what you know and what you would like to create. So it takes away all that place that you do business from, conscious thinking, fixing results. And guess what, folks? You actually generate more money because there's more peace. There's more to see. Excuse me. And that's actually the joy of business. So I started off with my bars business, facilitating bars. And this took off really, really quickly for me. And I'm a people girl. I love talking to people. I love creating with people. And one of the things, so what is business to you? Because if business is men in suits, or if business is finance guys, or if business is corporate, then you've actually rejected business out of your life based on your fixed point of view. And we talk about this piece called Your Point of View Creates Your Reality with Joy Business, which is another one of the tools, you know, the foundation tools of Joy Business is Your Point of View Creates Your Reality. And just a little explanation on this, if you're out there and like, what are you talking about, Rachel? So if I look at it, so a point of view means the point in which I view something. So if my reference point of view business is men in suits create more money. excuse me, guys, I have a frog in my throat. Let me clear that. So men in suits create money. People in the financial world create money. Business is done by a particular type of person that has to have a degree. So what all that does is, if that's your point that you're viewing business, that actually eliminates your capacity to generate and create business in a way that works for you. So when we look at, like, and even if you're listening today, take a couple of moments and grab a pen and paper and just ask yourself, huh, what viewpoints have I? Where am I viewing business from? At what point am I viewing it from? And what have I bought that business is? So this is Joy of Business will actually challenge, and it will agitate your viewpoints about business and about joy. And that's actually the purpose of it, because you will get to see that what you have bought or what you've taken on about business isn't actually true and real at all. So if you change your point of view, if you're willing to actually change your point of view, and let go of the fixed positions of how you look at business, then you can actually begin to look at, I wonder, have I talent for business? Now, for me, I actually didn't, I wasn't aware, I really didn't know or even acknowledge that I had capacities for business, which is really interesting. And a lot of the times, what comes to us really easy, which for me is talking to people. We talk in Joy Business about connector, mover, creator. I'm a dynamic connector. If something works for me, be it a project or a hairdresser or getting my bars run or the Joy Business tools, I will tell anyone who is looking for that information. And so that's the space that if I looked at business as this is a guy in a suit and he does business and this is what business is, then I wouldn't have ever got to the realization that I actually do business in a very different way. I do business in a way of speaking to people. And I naturally sell. That's something that I just naturally be. And I didn't even know I was selling, because I would always recommend if something's going to work for a friend, you know, or a family member, or, you know, someone that I know, I would naturally recommend something to them. So what I would invite you today on the radio show is just take a couple of minutes and take a look at what point am I viewing business from? And then you may start to get all the viewpoints that are actually limiting you being in business, creating business, contributing to business. And this is what I love about Joy Business, that everyone who comes in and does a class, there's these amazing classes. Access Business Done Different is a one-day class. I'll talk more about that after the first break. And you have these amazing classes where it's not what you think it is. It is something so different. And that's the Joy of Business, that everyone has a capacity to create. A lot of the times what's fun for you hasn't been nurtured. I spoke to a friend of mine recently, Anna Maria, Italiano, and she lives in Utrecht. Maybe you're listening to the show. And she has created a program, she's a business called The Bookie in Utrecht. And she has actually created a program to take into schools where children look at what they naturally love to do and how they can monetize that. And that really is Joy of Business. That's the essence of Joy of Business, that it's not something that is, a business is not something that is separate from you. Business is something that you be. And it's something, and it is the platform where you develop your skills and capacities. And that's very different from cultural point of views. You know, we're told, pick a degree, specialize in this, and this is what you do for the rest of your life. And for me, I really think it's a bit of a pity that if you're getting up, let's say you start working at 21 or 22, or in my case, 14 years old, I think it's a real pity that you spend 40 or 50 years of your life waking up and doing something that you don't love. I mean, it's just like, it's not fun. So we are heading into first break. Join us after the break.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. Welcome to Om Times Joyous Business. My name is Rachel O'Brien and I am your host today, and it is an absolute privilege to be here with you and share the tools and the amazing tools that changed my life. So I was a gal that believed that I didn't do business, that I wasn't good at business, and yet your whole life is your business. From when you wake up in the morning, either everything adds to your life, everything makes it more ease, everything makes it more joy, everything contributes more money, or it doesn't, and that is actually what joy business is actually about. So before the break, I invited you to take a look at, like, what points do you view business from, and are you actually included in how you view business? So this is something that I would invite you to take a look at, because if you actually judge business as outside of you, you actually eliminate you as part of the creation of business, okay? And the other thing that I'm going to talk about now is success. And success is something that in this world has so much judgment attached to it. I'm successful if I have whatever it is, 100,000 in my bank account. I am successful if everybody loves me. I am successful if ... So what I would ask you to look at is, what actually does success mean to you, and what does business mean to you, and what is the real target of your business, and what's the target of your life and living? And you will hear me talk about Gary Douglas a bit during the show. He actually is the creator of Access Consciousness, the founder, him and the amazing Dr. Dane here. And they talk about everything is energy. Everything is energetics. And if you're not actually incongruent with the energetics of what's fun and what's joy for you, then business will not actually be fun for you. It won't be that place where you can thrive. And for me, I'm one of these people that if life isn't fun, it doesn't actually mean anything to me. And there's a beautiful movie, and it has Dustin Hoffman in it, and I cannot remember the name of it right now, and I'm sure it'll come to me during the show. The movie talks about that life is actually an occasion. And I love this, that so often, and this is where joy business is so, so different. Joy business invites you to the place that life is actually okay, an occasion, and are you rising to the occasion? And the name of the movie is Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium. And this is the piece where he dies. And he talked, Dustin Hoffman explained that death, that we're all going to die, and that it's how we live, that we actually, like, how do we live? And when we're willing to choose life to the fullest, and he says life is an occasion and a celebration when we're willing to live it to the fullest. And actually that's what joy business is about, choosing, expanding, enjoying life and enjoying others to choose what works for them and be grateful for the adventures. And that's where business is done and created and instituted from the joy of business. And just before the break, I talked to you about, you can find, so first of all, it's accessjoyofbusiness.com. And you can go there and you can find, if you're listening to the show and you're like, well, I actually require to talk to someone about this, I require to have a session, I work from people that are, I worked with someone who's a property developer the other day. I work with accountants. I have worked with, you name it, I have worked with every type of business owner and business creator, from the mom who wants a part-time income while she's at home, and to the property developer, you know, that's worth $225 million. And what doesn't change across the spectrum is that one day people wake up and the very reason they got into business first day, and I'm just gonna pick the guy that I worked with last week, was he loved figures, he loved taxes. He loved helping people have ease with this. This was something that was very natural for him. And the reason he got into it was the fun and the spreadsheets. And what had occurred for this guy was the business had become a burden. It became a responsibility. He said what changed for him after doing many classes of joy business and sessions with me is that he actually became grateful for his business again. And I suppose that's the first piece in living. For me, that's the first piece in living. That is, that if I'm living in gratitude, my whole life works. If I'm living in judgment, my business does not work. It gets crunchy and it gets, I would say, concentrated and it contracts. So it cannot be what it would like to be. So he said what changed massively for him is he had lost his gratitude for his business. Now, he started to look at what would, and this is one of the questions we actually invite you to, what can you change, choose, and create today that can change this with total ease? So instead of carrying on and being like, I hate this business, I don't want to be here anymore, which is where he was a while ago, a year on, first of all, the revenue of the business has increased by 28%, which is huge. And he said the main thing was the joy was gone out of the business. The very reason that he set it up first day was the joy of him. He had his figures. And most often we come into business, like for me, my personal training business, I can movement. I love to move. I loved to talk to people. So it was a beautiful environment for the creation of the business. The reason that I created I'm an access consciousness facilitator and a joy business facilitator. And I travel the world facilitating people to literally trash the reality that they've bought and reading through about what they have to be and start to wake up and actually deliberately create a life that invites them to life as a wondrous living. And that's not to say I have that in every moment. Of course, I have difficulties and struggles that pop up in my life to do with business and to do with living. And that's where I have to go back to the drawing board. I go forward to the drawing board and go, what actually has to change here? You know, particularly when we are working with translators all over the world, the classes that I facilitate translated into French, German, Chinese, Spanish, Portuguese. So we continuously have to look at what has to change here, what can we choose here, and what can actually be created here. And I love that because you're, instead of going stagnant and remaining the same, you're it's the evolution of business. There's an evolution, which is the fun part, which is the excitement that nothing has to stay the same, that it's currently, that it can always change. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, I'm going to have some of this, there are joy business facilitators doing sessions all over the world, including myself, online, rachelobrien.org, rachelobrien.org. Come find me and I would love to work with you if you're out there and you're looking to generate more money, you're looking at what you would like to choose, change, and create. So joy of business, there is a beautiful book that you can, that's where I started actually, picking up the joy of business by Simone Malakas, and you can find that on the Access Joy Business site. And that's where I started, just playing with these tools in the morning. And we're not actually I want to talk about like one of the things that we look at in the Access Business and Money classes is our relationship with money and our relationship with business. And in this world, well, certainly not me, where I didn't certainly grow up with this, and it's not right or wrong. It's just looking at like when we're given different tools and different possibilities, how we can actually create. So we're not reared to trust ourselves with the creation of money. One of the pieces and one of the tools of our business is money is not the source of your reality. You are the source of money. So it's what you actually be and do with money. Money isn't outside of you. It is what you be and do with money actually creates and invites it into your life. And I'm going to take a quote, this amazing guy called Steve Bowman, and he has a business conscious governance in Australia, and he travels the world, him and his wife, Jatissa, teaching conscious leadership. I have to think about the name. And one of the pieces that he said to me, we had a conversation a few weeks ago, and he said, I talk about intimacy, and intimacy is trusting you to create money, okay, and actually allowing money to contribute to your life when you're living, okay? Now, how can you allow money to contribute to your life and living if you haven't got the systems to set up to receive it? And this is one of the things that I'm looking at in the business, in my business at the moment, is that I was just in Australia and I didn't have an Australian bank account, or I didn't have the system there to receive money with Total Ease. Now, that is going to be a limitation for me when my business is going in Australia, which it is. So this is one of the pieces, if you're out there and you're like, yeah, I'd like to start a global coaching business online. You do require systems in place to receive money in the US, in Australia, in Europe. I'm an Irish citizen, and we're allowed to open a bank account in the United Kingdom. So all these pieces are part of what's required for you to receive money. Because if people cannot pay you with ease or cannot purchase your product or your service with ease, then you're not going, you know, we talk about today, people have an attention span of like 30 seconds to a minute. If they can't click and pay, and, you know, if your business isn't having sales, how is it going to be created? So ponder that one as we head to the second break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Joy of Business. Who knew that business could be joy and joy could be with business? My name is Rachel O'Brien, and I am so grateful to be here on the show that I am now hosting, which is a phenomenal. I picked up the Joy of Business book 4 years ago, and the tools have changed my life. And now, look at the magic. Here I am hosting the show today. How does it get any better than that? And that's one of the tools. If you're in your life today and you're like, what's next? What's next is ask the question, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? And what else is possible is, so this is actually the difference of the joy of business. You're actually employing consciousness in your business and your life. What does that mean? Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. So when you actually employ consciousness and the earth into your business, that brings in an energy. That brings in an energy of consciousness. That brings in an energy of what you would actually like to create. And I absolutely adore that. Business done different. Employ this reality and employ consciousness into your business and your life and your living. And so today we are talking about business. And one of the topics that we have covered is business is your life, and your business is your life, and your life is your business. So, and the other thing about joy business is, what do you love to do? So here you go. Take a few minutes. You're getting all this wonderful tool of joy business today. How does it get any better than that? So sit down. A lot of people that I meet, that I coach, that I do sessions with, that show up in the classes that I create are the classes that I am part of. Because I like to go to other facilitators' classes as well. Another way you learn from other people. That's another thing in business. If you think you know it all and you're right, then you cannot actually allow someone that may be greater than you in an area to contribute to your life. Now, most people that run businesses that are successful and fun for them know this. They know they can't do it all. Like, I'm amazing at communicating, amazing at talking to people, super awesome at doing video. I'm not great at the back end stuff, putting sites together, putting payment structures together. So then I've got to hire someone to do that for me. So that's another part of joy business is you don't, okay, folks, if you're out there and you think you've got to do it all on your own, you actually do not have to do it all on your own. So take a few moments and write down, what do I love to do just for fun? And what if you would do this for 1 hour a day? And often we have to look at, like, what energy is actually running our lives, okay? What do you love to do? I mean, I can forget to ask this myself, you know, if I'm caught up in the nitty-gritty of starting out a project. And for me, if it's clunky and it's becoming hard, then it's time to hand it over and go for a walk, and then look at what can I add to this, what's required here, okay? So ask yourself, what do you love to do? Because a lot of the times when we take on a business, when we are focused on making money, particularly if we have a lot of viewpoints around money, that it's hard to make money, it's, you know, that is your point of view, and whatever is shown up in your life is created by your point of view, which is, I talked about this in the first part of the show. For me, I had to hear that over and over again because I would forget about that, okay? So remember, when you got a point of view, that money, you have to work hard for money. What are you going to create? You have to work hard for money, okay? And this is a big piece. If you have a point of view, you got to work hard for money, then the only point that you are viewing money from and viewing how it comes into your life is working hard, okay? So whereas for me, it took me a while to really get present with the more fun and the more play and the more joy I have. Joy, money follows joy, not the other way around. The more money comes into my life. And the purpose of the joy business is actually for you to get present with where you have viewpoints that are not creating what you desire to have in your life. What do I mean by that? If you have viewpoints that are not creating what you desire in your life, so say, for example, if you're desiring to turn over 200,000 in your business this year, if you're desiring to turn over 5 million, and if you're not creating that, there has to be something in the way. Let's look at bricks in a wall. There has to be something in the way that is not allowing that to come into your life and your living. So what the joy business is all about is taking ownership of, okay, how did I create this? If you debt, if you past expenditure, which I did when I started joy business. If I created this, now how did I create it? And in my case, lack of education, lack of awareness. I wasn't, a lot of the times they're only starting it in the Netherlands. And in Austria and Germany, certainly not starting it in Ireland. And the US, I can't answer that right now. I'm sure someone will contact me and let me know. We are not educated to deal with money, to manage money. We're very much programmed to spend money and use money and become a consumer. We're not educated to generate money, to create money, to look at money. And folks, for me, and Gary Douglas said this years ago, and I was like, huh, money facilitates your body. It makes life more ease. And the purpose of money is to change life. And I don't know about you guys, for me, Rachel O'Brien, I'm the first person in money changes people's lives. Okay, it changes reality, and I'm the first person in my reality. And when I have money and when I have an ease with money, then I have a peace with my relationships. We're heading into Christmas. I have a peace with Christmas. I'm not like, I don't have the money for presents. I have money to buy presents, and I have money to pay my bills. And that creates peace in my life and living. Okay. So one of the things that we actually look at in these classes is your point of view in your life that are creating your money situation, and then what would you actually like to have as different, okay? And this is when people start to, they do a money class, that's how come the classes are so different, because the classes are about money and business, and they're not done from you walk in and here's your template for the creation of your business, and it's linear. You do A, B, C, and D, and then you're going to get a result. That's not the way it works, folks. The way, and people are continuously amazed with the way that we create an access consciousness and the way we create and enjoy a business. Because this business is expanding and growing, all of our businesses and all of us using the tools. We're actually the living proof that the tools work. For me, anyone that I have worked with together, I do a mentorship program based on the Choose Your Joy business. And we grow your business together. And we have these weekly meetings where we look at, like, what is it that you would like to have? And what is your point of view? And a lot of the time, people are like, yeah, I'd like a $1 million business. But when they look at it, am I actually willing to receive this? And am I willing to price myself to receive this? A lot of the times it's uncomfortable for them and they're not willing to receive it at all. And that's another tool of joy business. Are you actually willing to receive? And what are you unwilling to receive? So guys, the beauty of this show is you get the most amazing tools that you can actually use in your daily life. And how does it get any better than that? For me, just this year, 2018, I have facilitated 13 foundation classes. Now, these classes are four-day classes, and people sign up for these classes, and they come to these classes because they know their life requires to change. They either are stuck with viewpoints with their body, our relationship, our money, our life isn't fun and joyous anymore for them. The adventure of being alive somehow has been lost. And for me this year, traveling to Estonia for the first time, Australia for the first time to facilitate a class, New York, that was created. I mean, 13 different countries, and now I travel as well to do joy business classes and money classes and body classes. And to sit here today and go, whoa, I actually, one of my dreams was to facilitate one foundation class. That's where I started. And then I asked what else is possible. And I would say, I'd love to go to Estonia. I would love to go to Australia. China is one of my targets this year, and Japan. And that's me being present. Then I have to look at what actually has to be instituted to create this. So for me, looking at where I have come from 4 years ago when I did my first joy business class with Simone Molasses in Kennington and London, and I stayed with a friend because I didn't have the money to pay for the accommodation, which is so funny now. And to get to that class, I knew that I had to change how I managed money in my life. I would always make money and spend it. And one of the tools of joy business and access consciousness is take 10% of everything you earn, and put it in an honoring of you account. It's called your honoring, your 10% honoring account. And this tool, like, I work as a facilitator, so it's not that I generate the same amount of money every week. One month will be huge, another month might be less. It's just the way it is when you work for yourself. So when you have this 10%, what it creates is this level of presence that, oh, I've got money over here. I always have money when I'm having this 10% account. So again, that's another beautiful tool that you can use in your life. And it was a difficult one for me to begin with, because I always, always, always found, I have three adult children now, I always found somewhere to spend my money. Let me take you to lunch, or let me pay for this, you know? So.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back. My name is Rachel O'Brien. Welcome to Access Joy Business, www.accessjoybusiness.com. I am your host for today, inviting you to a new reality with business. What do I mean with a new reality with business? That business is done from the place of question, joy, possibility, no more self-negative talk about what you can't do. And that you begin to actually know that your life is your business and your business is your life. And what would you actually like to create? So that just reminded me, every day, one of the tools to enjoy business is destroy and create your business every day. Now, you might say, but my business is working for me. Why would I want to destroy and create it? The reason that you destroy and create it is what it does is if you have, let's say, if you have like a status quo, when you destroy and uncreate it, if you have like a holding position of what business is for you and this is the right way to do it, what it does is it destroys and uncreates any viewpoints that stop you from receiving more. And it's actually a way to receive more and get a greater result. So that's one of the things that you can do with your business is destroy and uncreate everything that your business is today. Because often, and I can give you an example on this, I was facilitating an Access Business and Money. It's a Joy Business Speciality class. It's called Access Business and Money. Phenomenal class. I have one 18th of January online, myself and Lauren Marie. I'm another Joy Business facilitator. And online and live in Dublin, where I live now. And so basically, if you decide that something is the right way, then you can't, there might be something available. So in January 2018, I did a Joy Business, Access Business and Money class, and then I did a body class the day after. And that night, I was looking at, oh, I've got it now to work the right way, the right way. And I took on the point of view that I had, you know, I'd found a way to create it. I'd found the way that worked. So I put up a class 2 months later. I can't remember where. Maybe it was the UK. And it was the Access Business and Money on the Saturday. And the Sunday was a body class. And it wasn't, you know, it didn't create in the same way. It didn't have the same energetics of the class in, I think it was Rotterdam was the one in January. And what I got to look at was I actually had decided that I had got the formula right for the creation of the Access Business and Money classes. Now, the moment that you decide something has to be the same in your business, I would invite you to destroy and uncreate it all. Because the moment that you have decided it's right, you've actually contracted the business. And who's to say that it's going to work again because it worked before? That's not the way business works. Just because this worked before, it's going to work again. When we look at the most innovative businesses like Apple, they don't do something because it worked before. You know, Elon Musk, he doesn't do something because it worked before. They're continuously changing and choosing how they do business. And I watched a documentary the other night on business, and it was young entrepreneurs and geeks and IT guys. They don't ever look for the same formula. They don't ever look to have it the same way just because it worked before. They're continuously on the creative edge and destroying on creating a business. This is what it actually creates. And this is where Joy Business is actually inviting you to questions And one of the questions that I asked you earlier is, what are you willing to receive? Okay? And if you don't ask the question, you cannot receive. So true question is not about right and wrong, which is that's business done from judgment. This is right, this is wrong, this is bad, this is good. It's about opening up to a different possibility. And if you are going to create obscene amounts of money, if you are going to create business that outcreates this reality, that's where the question and the possibilities become available when you ask a question. Like one of my favorite questions is, what possibilities and choices are available today that I have not yet asked for? Another question, if you think you're not good at something, what's right about me I'm not getting? What's right about this? So if when you're asking questions, it's so natural for me now with who I be, you actually become the invitation to more in how you actually walk through the world. And that is so, so lovely. You become the invitation to more. So folks, business done different, business done from question, business done from possibility. And one of the things, the beauty about Joy Business is a friend of mine this morning, we did a Facebook Live, we have a class in Dublin, and she said one of her pieces when she wakes up in the morning, get organized and create. And I love that. Get organized and create. So what if business was about getting organized and creating? Okay. And the other piece in that is, if you work for yourself and you're self-creating your business, which is me, when you get up in the morning, take a few minutes at your desk or take a few moments and ask, what would I actually like to create with my business? What's the target of my business? One of the targets of my business is, for me, because I grew up in very much a lack single parent family in Ireland in the 70s and in council housing, you know, government housing. And I truly didn't know that there was money and opulence everywhere in the world. I actually didn't see that till I was 19 years of age, because we were brought up in this inner city, and it was called Knocknaheeny in Cork City, pretty rough part of the city. And that's where I grew up. So that was my viewpoint for money and life, you know, and I knew something was greater than that. So one thing that I would invite you to is look at, the voice of my business is, you do not have to have a money problem. You really do not have to have a money problem. And there's trillions of dollars go through our world on a daily basis, particularly at this time of year, at Christmas, where everyone does buying presents, spending their money. What is it that you can sell? What is it that you can create? What is it that is fun for you? And what if you didn't have to wait? And what if you just started something new today, you know? And what we have been shown that we lack money. There is a give to get energy in the world. But what if we can have money? What if you didn't ever have to have a problem with money? And that's what I'm creating in my life, where I have this relationship with money, where I'm continuously willing to trust myself in the creation of it. And one of the tools of access consciousness is, are you willing to allow money to contribute to your life? And I love that. I've never heard, when we look in our world at the relationship that most people have with money, it's mostly, I gotta get it. This relationship. Whereas now, what if you could actually have a different relationship with money, a relationship of nurturing and caring and possibility, where you actually allowed money to contribute to your life, okay? And you are, one of the things that I would really like you to look at today, and I didn't grow up with this point of view, and I'm continuously unraveling it in my life and my business, and you are the source of creation for money in your life. You really, really are. And your beliefs, So for me, I look at what beliefs do I have about money, and beliefs are what you take on from someone else. So what beliefs have you taken on about money that actually do not work for you? And you might say, oh my God, Rachel, I've taken on so many beliefs about money. It's okay. You can actually, guess what, folks? The beauty of Joy of Business is that you can actually change anything. You have a potency. And for me, I didn't know this. And if you're out there going, no, I can't, I have this problem and I can't change it, you're going to have to trust me today and start to look at your viewpoints around money. And you've got to be willing to be and do something different. And there are so many ways that money can show up in your life. So many ways. And ask money, can you come? And one of the, it's really funny, one of the tools in the Access Business of Money are, we stand in front of a mirror and we ask, how would you like to pay for that? And a lot of the time people get so uncomfortable when they're asking for money, the other person that's willing to give them money or pay for their services can pick up on this energy. So really look at, like, your, I would invite you to look at your beliefs about money and what you have thought about money that's not true. So, folks, we are coming to the end of today's show, accessjoyofbusiness.com. I really hope that if you're sitting in your kitchen table in Australia, or maybe you're sitting in your law practice in California, you enjoyed the show. Thank you for being here.